Hello, Miss Wright.
Speaking, may I ask who's calling?
Yes, hi, my name's Alexa. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards to your inquiry about the Depot Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Good, good.
I'm sorry, I'm in a process of moving.
Okay, I'll try to make this really quick to see if we're able to help, okay? Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I do have to ask, do you already have an attorney assisting you with a claim?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm, under penalty, that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is this claim for yourself or for a loved one?
Myself.
Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depot Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the brain.
Okay. And what was your date of diagnosis?
June 25th, 2021.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
March 2nd, 1994.
Okay. March 2nd, 1994?
Yes.
Okay. Now, did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
The Pfizer.
Okay. Did you also use the generic medroxyprogesterone acetate brand?
No.
Okay. Did you use Depot Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. Within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections before your diagnosis?
4 injections before my diagnosis. Let's say I got diagnosed then in June. It probably was 3, 4.
Three.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you this. When did you start with your injections for Depot Provera?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Can you repeat that?
Yeah. When did you start getting the injections of Depot Provera?
I started getting treated for it June 30th, 2021.
No, when did you start taking Depot Provera, the injections?
Oh, I had started taking Depot April of 2018.
Okay. And when did you stop taking Depo Provera?
June of 2021.
Okay. Okay. So, it looks like you were taking Depo Provera from 2018 to 2021, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, would you say that out of those, 18 to 21 is... 3 years. So out of those 3 years, would you say within 1 year out of those three, you had at least 4 injections?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know you already answered this question, but we do have to ask it this way. Did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 to the present date?
I used it from April 2018 to June 2021.
Okay, so you would say you started using it after 1992, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I know I do apologize. Some of these questions are repetitive. We have to ask them a certain way, so I do apologize in advance, okay?
Okay, I understand. Yeah.
Okay, now this is for the HIPAA-compliant medical record release forms. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, and your marital status?
Single.
Okay. Can you confirm the spelling of your first name, please?
S-H-A-Q-U-I-T-A.
Okay. I have S-H-A-Q-U-I-T-A.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a middle initial?
T.
T?
Yes, T as in Tom.
Okay. And can you confirm the spelling of your last name for me, please?
W-R-I-G-H-T.
Okay, Wright.
Yeah.
Okay. I have your email as your first name, your last name, 03@gmail.com. Is that still current?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, this phone number that we're speaking on, the 815-821-8886, is this your cell phone or your home phone?
My cell phone.
Okay. Is it the best number to reach you?
Yes.
Okay. When being contacted, would you prefer a phone call, text, or an email first?
You can send a text first and okay. then call.
Okay. And what is the best time of day to reach you?
Anytime.
Okay. What is your home address?
6655 South Bell Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60636.
Okay. Chicago. Okay, 60636. Thank you for clarifying. Okay. Okay, I have 6655 South Vale Avenue in...
Bell, B as in boy.
Okay, how do I spell it?
B as in boy, E as in elephant, L as in lion, L as in lion.
Okay, perfect, thank you. Okay, so I have 6655 South Bell Avenue in Chicago, Illinois, 60636.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And is there an apartment or unit number, building number?
No.
Okay. Okay. Now, was Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
My gynecologist gave it to me.
Okay. And how many times were you injected with the product in total?
Once every 3 months.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so you got it for 4 years, so 3 years, so would you say 12 times total? Since it was every three
yeah.
months? Okay. Okay. And what was the name of your gynecologist who injected?
Dr. Alan Luke.
Okay. Alan Luke?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And what city is Dr. Alan Luke out of?
Chicago, Illinois.
Okay. Okay. It looks like there's two Alan Lukes. Is she a female or is he a male?
He's a male.
He's a male? Okay. Okay. Is he at the Advocate Medical Group, 4440 West 95th Street?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, bear with me. I'm going to copy the address. And that was where you got the injections, correct?
I had went to a different location.
Okay.
But
what,
he does reside in that 29373 Network Place.
29373. And what was the name of the street?
Network Place.
Oh, Network. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
60673.
Okay, 60673. And is that in Chicago?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know the name of that facility?
Oh, I forgot the name of the facility. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. Does Advocate Medical Group sound correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was something like that, something medical group.
Okay. Okay, so just to verify, you said it was 29373 Network Place, Chicago, Illinois, 60673, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and then let me get the phone number. And who was your prescribing doctor for the Depo-Provera?
Oh, what was that note, doctor name? Dr. Megan Shanks.
Okay, Megan. And do you know how to spell her last name?
Shanks.
Shanks. Okay. Dr. Megan Shanks. Is she a neurologist?
Yes, she's a
Okay.
neurosurgeon.
Okay. And in Chicago as well?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for clarifying. Okay. Okay, I see her right here. Okay. And is she at Rush University Medical Center?
No, she's at Swedish Hospital.
Swedish Hospital. Okay, thank you. Okay. Is that in Skokie?
No, it's 5145.
Okay, perfect. You have the address. Okay, 5145.
North California Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60625.
Okay, I'm gonna read that back to you. Let me just copy. Okay, so 5145 North California Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60625.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Swedish. Okay. And where is their phone number? And during this time, where were you picking up medication? What pharmacy?
Walgreens on 71st and Western,
Okay.
close to my house.
On 71st and Western. Is that at 7111 Southwestern Avenue?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. What was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, both, or other?
Both.
Both, okay. And who
they
was
had
your...
performed, they had performed a blood test. They did a biopsy. They did a CT scan and an MRI.
Okay, blood test, biopsy, CT scan, and an MRI. Okay. And who was your diagnosing doctor?
The same, the neurosurgeon, Dr. Megan Shank.
Okay. Okay, bear with me. I'm going to copy. Was that at Swedish Hospital as well?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to copy over that information. Okay. And she was a neurologist. Okay. Did you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Okay. For other than the blood test, biopsy, CAT scan, and MRI, what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
A craniotomy and radiation therapy.
Okay. And who was your treating doctor?
Dr. Megan.
Okay, thank you. And you were treated at the Swedish Hospital as well?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Were you hospitalized for your meningioma?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What dates were you hospitalized?
I was hospitalized. Oh my God, stop it, y'all. But I'm sorry, can you repeat that question?
Yeah, of course. What dates were you hospitalized? It's okay, I'm so sorry. I have children as well. I know how, once you get on the phone, they like to want your attention. I promise we're almost done though, okay?
Okay. And you say, how long was I hospitalized? I was hospitalized. For a week.
A week? Okay. Was it, what dates were you hospitalized? So was it, around, let's see, around 6/25/21?
Yes.
Okay. So for, you said a week?
Yes.
Okay. And was it starting on the 25th?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Let me look at a calendar. Bear with me. June. Okay, so for a week, you were there till about July 2nd?
Yes.
Okay.
And then...
Okay. Do you have a copy of your medical records?
I'm currently out of town helping family move. But I can try to get it.
Okay. If you need to provide them, would you prefer to provide them by mail or electronically? Or either?
Either.
Okay. Now, once you do sign the documents, you will be signing a HIPAA-compliant medical record release form. So, to the best of my knowledge, you will, the attorneys will, you know, try to get those on their own, but if not, they may need you to assist in providing them, okay? So just to let you know. Now, we do request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This helps with prevent disruptions in your case. Does your emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
Does not.
Does not? Okay. What is their first name?
Vanessa. V-A-N-E-S-S-A.
Okay. And last name?
Lumpkin, Lumpkin.
Okay. And their phone number?
872-901-9246.
Okay. And relationship, is it friend, relative?
Relative.
Okay. Do you know their email off the top of your head? If not, it's okay.
No.
Okay. And do you know their address off the top of your head? If not, that's okay as well.
Almost the same address.
Okay.
We can use the same address, rather.
Okay. Okay. Bear with me. Let me just copy and paste. Okay. All right. Now, are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to be setting up the DocuSign documents to send to both your email and your cell phone as a text. So I'm just going to go over some bits of information one more time. Now, before I do, there were two more things that we do need to fill out. This is for the HIPAA-compliant medical record release forms. What is your social?
326-907038.
Okay. 326-907038.
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you happen to have any friends, family members, anyone that you know who's also injured by Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. Feel free, I'm going to be texting you my number. Feel free to share my information. The best way to, you know, hold these companies accountable is to get word of mouth out, you know, that it may be a cause of their injuries, okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm just going to, like I said, real quickly go through the answers that you gave me, just to make sure I have them correct on my end. You said you did not already have an attorney filing a claim with you, correct?
Right.
Okay, now this claim is for yourself, and you are a resident of the United States.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes. You were diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, and the meningioma is of the brain.
Correct?
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Your date of diagnosis was 6/25/2021?
Yes.
Okay. Your date of birth is 3/2/1994?
Yes.
Okay, you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera.
Yes.
And you used it within or after 1992?
Yes.
Okay. Within 1 year out of the 3 years you used it, you confirmed that you had at least 4 injections before your diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
Okay, you started Depo-Provera 4/2018, and you stopped using Depo-Provera 6/2021?
Yes.
Okay. You confirmed you were female, you confirmed the spelling of your name, you confirmed your social twice, so that's okay, we don't need to go through those again. Okay, your email is your first name, last name, 03@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, the phone number we're speaking on is mobile. You prefer a text first, and the best time to reach you is any time, correct?
Yes.
Okay, your address once again is 6655 South Bell Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60636.
Yes.
Okay. Your Dr. Alan Loop was the doctor who administered the Depo-Provera. You confirmed you had it at least 12 times.
Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Alan Lucas at the Advocate Medical Group at 29373 Network Place in Chicago, Illinois, 60673.
Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Megan Shanks is the doctor who prescribed, the doctor who diagnosed, and the doctor who treated you, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Megan Shanks is at Swedish Hospital at 5145 North California Ave, Chicago, Illinois, 60625.
Yes.
Okay. You were hospitalized from 6/25/2021 to 7/2/2021.
Yes.
Okay. You had blood tests, biopsy, CT scan, and MRI.
Yeah, and radiation therapy.
Okay. Yes, and yes, that was the treatment. Let me go up to the treatment spot. You had a cranial or craniotomy and radiation therapy, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you said you do not have a copy of the medical records on you, but you would be able to provide them either through the mail or electronically if asked by the law firm, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then we went over your emergency contact a few times, so we don't need to repeat that. Okay, so bear with me. I'm going to send you those documents right now, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm just making sure everything copied over correctly. Okay. All right, so you'll be getting the documents through text and email. Let me know when you receive them.
Okay, I received it.
Okay, perfect. Now I know you are in the middle of, helping your family move. I promise once you get these documents signed and sent over to me, then the easy part, I mean the hardest part is over. What's going to happen is once I do receive them on my end. You will be getting a call from the attorneys within 72 hours. I know you're out of town, so kind of let them know that. That way, if they do need you, like I said, if they do need you to provide medical records or anything like that, let them know that you will be home, at a certain time. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now let me know if you have any questions with the DocuSign. I'll be right here. Okay.
Okay. Okay, I'm finished.
Okay. All right. Okay, I received them on my end. So I'm going to be texting you with my phone number right now. If you do not hear from the law firm by, let's see, okay, it's Friday. Let's give them 3 business days. So let's say if you don't hear from them by Wednesday, give me a call Thursday and I'll connect you straight to them, okay?
Okay.
Okay, do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I do want to thank you for your time. My heart goes out to you for everything that you've experienced. I do admire your strength through such a difficult time. If anything does arise on your end, please feel free to call me, okay? I'll be here for you. And like I said, if you do know anyone else, please share my information so we can hold these companies accountable for what they've put you guys through, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you have a blessed day and have a good new year, okay?
You do the same, and thank
Thank
you.
you. You're welcome, Miss Wright. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.